President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in the de-occupied town of Izium, Kharkiv region, where the state flag was solemnly raised. Earlier, when we looked up, we always looked for the blue sky, the sun. And today, looking up, we and especially the people in the temporarily occupied territories are looking for only one thing, the flag of our state. It means that the heroes are here. It means that the enemy is gone, ran away, the head of state stressed, the president's office informs. During the occupation of Izium and Balaklia in Kharkiv region, he noted, the Russians behaved in the same way as they did in Kyiv region. They tortured civilians, destroyed kindergartens, schools, and other infrastructure facilities. Izium and Balaklia, you can't get used to such things, but we won't be surprised by the steps taken by Russian terrorists after Bucha, because we see the same things there. Again torture, again destruction. Schools, kindergartens. They, the Russian invaders, leave the same trace. I have not seen anything new, the president said. He added that some local residents who remained in Izium under occupation were happy to see the Ukrainian army, while others were shocked because they did not understand what was happening. According to Zelensky, the military did the most important thing. The first part of the operation was completed successfully. At the same time, the president admitted that Ukraine suffered losses in personnel and military equipment during the counteroffensive, but the occupiers suffered greater losses. In particular, they left behind a lot of equipment during their escape. Bohdan Marushyuk,